Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Jubal. This is Red Barn Radio.
Darling, don't you let me know you go. I'm sipping on this whiskey, good Lord, I'm gonna miss you. Darling, don't you let me know you go. You left a letter hanging on the door. You left a letter hanging on the door. You hung it from the silver, but good Lord, it's gonna kill her. Darling, don't you let me know you gone. Let you go, let you go. Darling, don't you let me know you gone. I'm sipping on this whiskey, but good Lord, I'm gonna miss it. Darling, don't you let me know you gone.
Right now I'm in an open tuning. I'm in open D, which is really fun, and also it's really forgiving, so it makes it even more fun.
I was tamed by a countess. I was tamed in the fall. I was told more than once that I'm not alive, but I just can't forget you at all. Well, we met on a Spanish my ship body dove to dry. Well, I hope when I die I will be by your side. These tears you will cry no more. Well, the war did some for revolutionaries with wealth. Now I'm lost in Spain and I'm searching for her name. She knows not if I'm in good health. I found her perched like a sparrow in some castle cage by the bay. She said, oh my God, I thought you had gone, but I'm engaged to the king of this lake. She looked cold and wood like an oak tree. Her soft voice had lost all its bark. And I saw her ungrateful, and I said, that's a fateful of life without leaving a mark. So off I did crawl, looking for a crown or some way for write your name. 'Cause in this old life of purpose and strife, that's the way the girl of Spain will be claimed. And I spoke to a man from the mountains, and I spoke to a man of God. They both said no regrets, 'cause you cannot forget. That's a way to force a smile in pain. You're a way to force a smile.
Oh, that was an interesting song, a rhythmically complex tune. When you started, I was going to go, wow, he's really playing fast. And then for you to cut the time with the vocals, neat. How'd that come to be?
I have no idea. So when I write songs, I write free verse typically. So I just get a chord progression I like, and I'll just play it. And then if I'm in a good writing mood, I'll write a song, and the words kind of, I mean, like I said, I just sit there and kind of strum it and just say stuff until I get things I like. Seems so far it works out all right. Some days are better than others.
Yeah, sure. We talked about your sort of your musical roots a little bit, but we didn't talk at all about your influences. Tom Petty,
Mike Campbell,
those were the names that we threw out.
Those are my earliest influences. The musician that I saw that made me want to play folk music was Daniel Romano, and he's a Canadian folk singer. And he switched over and starts doing, he does a lot more old country now, like Mosey type country. And he's great, but I saw him opening for City in Color at the Bijou in Knoxville, and immediately I was like, that's what I want to play right there. And so he's up there, and Bob Dylan, obviously. I'm obsessed.
Sure.
I've listened to everything I can get my hands on from Dylan.
I remember a show that really just blew me away, made me want to do acoustic guitar, Sean Colvin. I saw her. You both have a look on your face like, who?
Sean.
Yeah, the same look I gave you when you mentioned the guy that you talked about. So it was Sean Colvin. And then Canadian, Bruce Coburn. It was that same thing. It's like, wow, all that sound coming out of that instrument. What a great thing. And how simple. And it's just a guy with a guitar, or a woman with a guitar, and Sean Colvin did a lot of open tunings. It was real full sound, and just, yeah, great.
Well, honestly, you hit it pretty good with Gillian Welch. That really is, like, not all I listen to, but in terms of vocal influences, I would say, just subconsciously, that's definitely someone that's meant a lot, and really, my parents?
go back to your parents, because you said your parents are really musical, and then at some point, Taylor said you had a great upbringing with music in your house. You had cool music. What other kind of things did your parents play in the house?
So my mom plays classical violin, and my dad, they all kind of play a lot of stuff, honestly, but he plays old-time music primarily. And
You mean he plays that on the stereo?
No,
he plays,
well, both, but he performs. He plays guitar and banjo and banjo uke and tenor banjo.
So he does clawhammer banjo?
Yeah.
Two-finger mixture.
Yeah, he does some two-finger, too. So he's into that scene post-college, and when he and my mom got together, and my mom had always played classical violin, so she kind of had to start switching over, you know?
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it's still like a work in progress. Not that she's not great, but it's hard to switch when you've been so strictly classically trained to completely just not do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's 60 years old and still working at it, but I mean, okay, maybe she doesn't practice like 8 hours a day or anything, but
yeah, right.
But yeah, so they do that all the time and always have, and I've always been surrounded by it. So I guess in terms of like traditional singing, you know, that does come in. Of course, that's not too focused on vocals, but and then my brothers, mainly one of my brothers, he's really into a lot of punk music, and like growing up, he's older, and so like my whole middle school time of life was a lot of like ska punk in my life.
Did you ever go
and the other stuff.
Did you ever go to the Warped Tour or anything like
that? No, I didn't. I honestly was never very interested in the Warped Tour, but I think the show I saw in seventh grade at the Valerium was Against Me, and they were like heaven to my little seventh grade mind.
Canada holds my arms. Tennessee's where I gave my heart to you again. The dogwood trees in the morning, and I could have swore I saw you standing in my corner. The dew on leaves, and I was saying, please don't leave, but I just can't stay. And I've been driving too long the wrong way, and I've been a brother to the land. These old hands just don't work like they used to. Yeah, I've been through it and through. Summer in the morning, the winter and the seasons, they all just don't change. The sailors coming too close to the siren songs they sing. I feel like a starving cat on the fence. They all call us stray. And I've been driving too long the wrong way. Truckers in the evening feel low. Their only connection's that on the radio. Abused little lady quietly waits through the surrounding colored shades for the man that she loves. She don't know where she gonna go, but she knows she can't stay. And I've been driving too long the wrong way. And I've been driving too long the wrong way. And I've been driving too long.
I love the way that you all sort of hang on each other's vocals. It's really nice, and your harmonies are, they're unique. It's the harmonies that you do don't seem to always just sort of follow the traditional kind of way.
Thank
the way
you.
That folk music that's often cool. Does. Is that her?
Oh, that's totally her. I can't do the harmonies.
It is.
Yeah. I write a song and we'll come up with a melody, and then she'll just and get all that. I don't know how she does it.
Do you ever get to a point where Bonnie is reconfiguring the melody to make a better harmony work?
Sometimes the songs completely change from, you know, like when I bring it to her, and once we add the melody to it, she edits a lot too. She completely edits my lyrics, which is good. I need an editor. And when she adds the harmonies in there, it kind of changes the song's, I guess, feel a lot of the times too. Or we'll switch, like there's one we'll do later that I do the harmonies on, because it's better suited for her vocals. So we kind of just feel it out as we go.
But that's been a stretch for you to cover that harmony part?
She usually has to teach me it or help me. I just can't do it.
I can.
I'm just not as good at it.
You're just not comfortable with it.
I'm not comfortable with it. There's a lot of things I'm not very comfortable with.
No, go ahead with that.
I can be an uncomfortable person sometimes.
This one's called Northbound Railway.
Thank you. I tell you time and time that I'll ride home the line away. Hard pressed to stay. Darling, don't wanna let you go, don't wanna live life all alone. So wrap me up in these chains. Now ride this train of mine until my heart is fine. Lies behind the door, the sweat is freezing up in my pores, like the tears in your eyes. Darling, don't wanna see you cry, I'll be back maybe July. Did you heard this all before? I'll ride this train to hell until my heart is well. Wanna go where the pine trees go and where the weather suits my clothes. Oh, no. Canada ain't that far. We count the miles of hairs on your arms. For the pains in your heart. Now ride this train of battle until my heart is found. And I'll ride this train northbound until my heart is found.
Why don't you tell us just briefly about the recording of your debut album, Bloodroot.
We recorded it with one microphone. All of it's, I guess technically two. The other one we just kind of used to get some stuff in the sound. I'm in no way a sound engineer at all. So it was kind of a learning experience. And we used one mic, and I guess so technically two mics, but, and it was in a cabin on her parents' property that's from the late 1800s. And so we just kind of
used a lot of natural reverb.
Yeah.
And
just parked.
Did it all one take.
Yeah, every song is recorded, and it wasn't, we tried it multiple times, but what you hear in the recording has not
times.
Been, it's, we started and finished. And
I got you, okay, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, not all one take.
But say, okay, that would be outstanding.
Each song has not been touched afterwards.
Okay, yeah, finished. Great, so no sort of remixing and or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Frankly, we're just not skilled enough to even do that, so we decided to just try to get it as good as we could the first time and not deal with that.
Did you have somebody who was skilled at sound stuff who collaborated with you and
no.
helped you to mix it
we
into
a We asked
my
brother a couple questions. He's a sound engineer down in Austin, but I mean,
we did most of it just kind of.
We were like, what does this button mean? That was about the extent of that.
We did it over the summer and just kind of.
It turned out well, though.
I was happy with it.
Proud of myself. Yeah.
There are some things in sound engineer, I'm sure. I'm sure a sound engineer would have lots of problems with certain things in it. But once again, I'm a minimalist. And I really, some of my favorite recordings are the things that have problems in them. So.
There's iron in my blood. My love, but I'll be the last to call and grasp your glove. Sing me a word and sing from your throat. For a bird may call, but you can carry the note. It comes
I'm weathered and wet. I know I'll not forget. Oh, the timbre of June, the timbre of two. Oh, the timbre of you. These melodies think I'm on the brink, and soon my hopes they will sink. It comes when it rains, it calms my veins. But I'm weathered and wet, I know I'll not regret. Oh, the timbre of June. Oh, the timbre of you.
Thank you.
I would like to thank our guests, Taylor and Bonnie, who are Jubal, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of radio stations, which is becoming quite extensive. And of course, thanks to you all, members of the studio audience who came here this evening to support the mission of Red Barn and hear some great music. Our program promotes, preserves, and provides performances of the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. You're listening to Red Barn Radio. We're so glad you've been with us tonight. I think we're going to maybe get Jubal to play one more tune for us. That would be terrific if you wouldn't mind seeing us out that way. And welcome back, Jubal, please. Thank you.
Yes, Lawrence, he is fine. For a man.
Thank you all again very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Taylor Kress and Bonnie Simmons, Jubal, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.